This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The case of three white men charged with murder in the killing of Ahmaud Arbery has gone to the jury after a nearly two-week trial in Brunswick, Georgia, which prosecutors argued that the defendants provoked the fatal confrontation. Defense attorneys insisted their clients acted in self-defense. President Biden ordering 50 million barrels of oil released from America's strategic reserve to help bring down energy costs. Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com says the oil release should bring prices down at the pump about 5 to 15 cents a gallon. Authorities say three people are missing following a fire and explosion at a home in Flint, Michigan. Two people are hospitalized. Three homes were destroyed by that blast. A utility has found no evidence of natural gas leaks in the area. The Dow had 31 points, but the Nasdaq is off 233. This is SRN News.
Your pets have the same energy they used to? Do they have problems with itching, scratching, a dull coat, or goopy ears? Then your pets need Dinovite.
Dinovite.com.
For over 20 years, pet owners have trusted Dinovite to supplement their pets' diet.
We started Dinovite and in our first box, we noticed a difference.
Dinovite is an all-natural daily supplement made from whole foods that help support your pet's immune system, digestion, skin, and coat.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Today's commercial pet foods are processed at high temperatures, which bakes out all the essential goodness. These processed foods can lack the essential vitamins, enzymes, and probiotics that contribute to overall good health. Adding a scoop of Dinovite to your pet's food bowl is the answer.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
I have two cats and two dogs. All four of them are on the Dinovite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Dinovite.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Not a bad forecast for this holiday week. Some chilly nights and mornings, but otherwise, no big storm systems. Today, lots of sunshine, rather cool with high temperatures only in the upper 50s. Clear, cold tonight, another freeze, overnight low temperature 32. For Thanksgiving, really storm-free for much of the nation. Sunshine here, high temperature in the lower 60s. On Thanksgiving, a chilly start at 36, but a pretty nice day with a high temperature in the upper 60s. Dry during the day, scattered showers holding off till Thursday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
News Network, I'm David Lamb. A Las Vegas judge orders a hold on former NFL player Henry Ruggs III. Ruggs is being placed on 24/7 alcohol monitoring, which includes an ankle device monitor. He's facing two felony charges of driving while impaired. Ruggs is free on bail. If convicted, he could face decades behind bars. Montgomery police need your help in finding a missing person. Crystal Collins has been missing since November 19th. She is 41, 5'8", weighs about 260 pounds, was last seen wearing a black T-shirt, pink-colored pants, and flip-flops. And partner organizations from throughout the community joined Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed in announcing plans for the commemoration of the 66th anniversary of the Montgomery bus boycott. The commemoration will run from Wednesday, December 1st to Tuesday, December 7th. For a list of events scheduled, go to mgmbusboycott.com. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect holiday gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
Hey folks, this is Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center, and did you know there's all kind of dogs that we can feed, like Sleepy dog, hot dog, creek dog, swimming dog, hunting dog, shaggy dog, lap dog, window dog, riding dog, hiding dogs, puppy dog, standing dog, hat dog, cozy dog, family dog, even a dancing dog, man. So come see us at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville, and we can even feed your kitty cat, too.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now, with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228. And here's your host, April Marie.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. We are the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. Got a couple callers on the line. Have my friend Paul DeMarco. Hello, Paul.
How you doing?
I am doing well today. We have a couple callers. I think our system's going to allow us to put callers on. Does it, Joey?
It'd be a good test. We can see.
All right. We're going to see. Rob, how are you doing?
Rob, you there? No, I guess that's still not a functional thing unless Rob's right. Falling asleep.
Paul, hold tight 1 second. We're going to try something else. I love live radio.
So you want me to put Paul on hold and go to Rob?
Yep.
All right. Rob, can you hear us?
Yeah, can you hear me?
There you are. How's it going?
Oh, it's going all right. I'm not calling just to give you a hard time about the pecan, pecan conundrum. But we do say pecan, but only sarcastically or, you know, facetiously. But did I not hear somebody say giblet? Because I don't know what that is. We have giblet gravy.
You don't know what giblets are?
No, I know what giblet gravy is. We call it giblet. We hard G.
Okay, I don't know what either are, so there's that.
Well, then you certainly don't know what chitlins are.
I've heard the term. Are y'all going to take my Southern
Lord.
Card away?
You need to come to the Chitlin Jamboree 1 year.
Ever had pickled pig's feet?
Yeah, no. One or two. Not my thing. But, no.
That's nasty. I was just asking.
Look up chitlins when you get a chance. What about collard greens, Ms. April?
I've had collard greens. I actually eat collard greens on a regular basis.
Yeah, that's good stuff there. But chitlins is just something I can't dig. I mean, you really got to be Southern to enjoy chitlins. Look it up.
I did not need to Google that. Rob, for the love of all that's holy, I haven't eaten my lunch yet.
Okay, I'm home now. Y'all have a good day.
Bye. Times like this, I'm sure Joey doesn't appreciate that he can see the faces I make right now. What the...
No, but you look great today. Did you do something special? You look fantastic. Anyway.
You're hysterical. I sound like I'm Maine. He says that on particular... it's actually kind of random. Sometimes he says that when I actually put effort into it. And some days he says it when I look like I'm a troll living under a bridge asking riddles of people to cross.
Good-looking troll.
Paul DeMarco on the line. Paul, we're going back to you. Have you eaten chitlins before?
No, and they won't be on the dinner table on Thanksgiving either.
All right, that's fair.
I know exactly. Oh. And I've missed the Chitlin Festival. You know, we've got a Chitlin Festival in Alabama. I haven't made it there yet, but I know all about chitlins. I'm just not, I wouldn't rank it up there as one of those things I want on my dinner table. But for those that do, more power to them.
All right. I have no words for what's happening in my life right now. Okay, hold on. I disagree with y'all. We got listeners sending me a message about pecan. Pecan? It's pecan, he says. I don't know about this. It's a mess. Hi, Paul DeMarco. There's lots to talk about today.
There is a lot going on this week.
There is a lot going on this week. Internal poll showing Trump up in five pivotal swing states. It looks like an internal poll showing President Donald Trump up in five states that Joe Biden had flipped as he's thinking about 2024. Shows him up in Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Georgia. Some up by double digits. Trump leads Biden by 10 points in Wisconsin, 12 points in Michigan, 6 points in Pennsylvania, 8 points in Arizona, 3 points in Georgia. What do you make of this? I think this this is not just good for Trump. It's good for all of those who are counting on Trump's support in these midterms.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, we don't want to look past the 2022 elections to the presidential election in 2024. Let's look ahead to those races in Senate where we want to replace the senator that was elected 2 years ago or last year. We want to look to taking back the House. And I think it's a reflection of what we saw in Virginia. People are just fed up. What they see in education, what they've seen with crime, what they've seen with defund the police, what they've seen with inflation, what they've seen with an open border, what they've seen with foreign policy and the disaster from Afghanistan, withdrawal. So I think this is why these numbers reflect that what they're. And I don't think it's just about Donald Trump. I think they want to reject this president. So it's a combination of, yes, they do like Donald Trump, but they also reject President Biden. And so, again, let's not look ahead to 2024. Let's look at those important elections in 2022.
Well, I think that's an important factor. I think that what's going on in the economy around us, what's going on with the supply chain. I read today that live Christmas trees, there's going to be a shortage of live Christmas trees this year. So Biden will be the Grinch who stole Christmas.
Well, I mean, you can run up and down your grocery list. You've not seen an increase in price. I mean, every time you turn around, there's been an increase in price, not only for products, but, you know, professional services. Everybody that's having to make up for needing employees, everywhere you turn around, the price has gone up. And it goes back to all this, quote, free money that this president has pushed this past 18 months or so, or past, I mean, I guess 9 months now, that President Biden has pushed and the Democrats have pushed before that. So, I mean, it's a real problem, all this money. But Kim, we go back to 18 months, all the money that has been pushed out, it had to have an effect, and it's showing up now with inflation.
It really is. We're going to play a clip a little later about that, that this is kind of a result of the those policies that just gave and gave and gave and didn't necessarily support a lot of our critical infrastructure workforce. I say infrastructure, that take that back. Some of our critical workforce, like the truck drivers, our port workers, and this is like the long-term failure of, you know, I never really thought of supply chain, but there are people who's responsible for that sort of thing who let this get so far behind, who didn't pay attention what was happening until it was too late.
Well, it's a failure of Washington, D.C. as a whole. Again, so much money given out around the country, and now states are looking, and Alabama's wondering, how are we going to spend all this money? It's like, you know, the crisis was during the course when all the businesses were shut down. Now people can't find employees, and yet states are like, we're flush with all this money, how are we going to spend it? So there's plenty of blame to go around in Washington, D.C., but with the current administration, the way they're spending the money is what should worry all of us about now and the future.
It is a lot. Well, can you hold tight for another segment with us, right?
I can.
All right, we're going to hit a quick break. When we come back, more nationalism state news with Paul DeMarco, former state representative and current Jefferson County GOP chairman. Back in just a moment.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
there. I'm Kim Williams.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And if you're currently renting, this one is for you.
First-time homebuyers typically have lots of questions. What does my credit score have to be? How much can I afford? What will my payment be? What's my down payment? We get it. Buying a home is a big deal, but it doesn't have to be a big headache. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we make the process as easy as possible.
Getting started is simple. Don't put the cart before the horse. Your very first step should be to speak with an experienced loan originator like ourselves who will walk hand in hand with you. You can give us a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to begin the quick Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval process.
Long gone are the days of huge down payments. You'll be amazed at how little money, if any, is required to buy your first home.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Rent no longer, it's time to buy. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Hello, good afternoon, everyone. Listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. Before we get back into our conversation with Paul DeMarco, who we have on the line, I want to remind you guys about Dylan Rings. I know I sing their praises frequently. They are good friends and good supporters of this show over at 119 Brown Springs Road, just off Atlanta Highway. But they have so many incredible gifts. And you don't have to wait till Christmas, though if you are planning your Christmas presents, I encourage you to stop by and ask them about their layaway plan. Possibly have something even designed between now and Christmas. They have a great locket series they just started to carry. They can also repair jewelry. So if you have something you want to wear for Thanksgiving dinner or something you want to wear for Christmas, give them a call, see if they can fit you in definitely before Christmas. If you've got a family heirloom and you maybe want to have the stones changed out, now's a good time to do that. All sorts of things they can do over at Dylan Rings. Josh is fantastic at that custom-made jewelry. You can go by there, look at what stones you can have placed, tell them what metal you want, give them an idea of what you're looking for, and you can sit there and design something together, which is one of my favorite things they do over there. A wide variety of prices because they believe that world-class quality doesn't have to be expensive. Not just gifts for the ladies, gifts for the men as well, watches, bracelets, necklaces, all sorts of opportunities. If you are one of those ladies whose man has done something to his wedding band, it either needs a new one or needs that one fixed, you can go by there and get one. Tell them April Marie sent you online. They can be found at Dylan, D-Y-L-A-N, rings.com and Dylan, D-Y-L-A-N, rings on Facebook. I love their post. So many great examples of things they've got in store there. We're going to go to Paul DeMarco. Paul, so we have seen yet another horrific example of somebody who was accused of a violent crime, in this case, domestic violence, who has caused the deaths or injuries of innocent victims. In this case, that included children and some other ladies. What are we going to do about those who really want to just open the jail cells?
Well, you have to pay attention at at the election cycle when you've got a district attorney in this situation agreed to only a $1,000 bond for this felon to get out. He had been, you know, two felonies. They let him out and had no regard for life. I mean, violent felonies as well. I mean, he had already run over a woman, and then they bring him to court, and he had already shot a family member, and then they let him out on bond for $1,000. I mean, that goes back to that district attorney and that magistrate. And look, you know, when it comes to elections in Alabama, you elect judges and district attorneys. I mean, the mayor of Montgomery himself complained about the crime problem in his city because of this type of problem. And he put it back on the judicial branch about folks were getting out and committing crime after crime after crime. So folks really need to pay attention to what's going on at the courthouses. Yes, we've got a bunch of bad lawmakers around the country who want to defund the police. But the problem is when the police arrest somebody and they take them to the courthouse and they get right back on the street, you can't put that on the police. You put it on what's going on at the courthouse if we have a revolving door at the courthouse.
No, there is a significant problem, and you know I have been watching criminal I'm going to put this in air quotes, criminal justice advocates around the state, and it comes back to a lot of issues that the wide divide between conservatives and liberals, or progressives even, where I can get with you on looking at nonviolent criminals or criminals who have served 30, 40 years and have been behaved that whole time. I can who have shown rehabilitation, but I have no patience for this bail is racist, give everybody the opportunity to get out, do all of these things. We are really putting forth a whole group of people who pose threats. And you know, you don't have to think any further than Anaya Blanchard and her case.
And that's right, April Marie, and that's why next, a year from now, there'll be a constitutional amendment on the ballot to allow judges to keep violent felons behind in jail if they commit a crime and not have to put them back on the street. But it is repeat after repeat after repeat we've seen it, and now look at this just horrible, tragic situation in Wisconsin, and this felon should have never been on the street. And look, pay attention to what's going on this upcoming legislative session to your listeners, because you'll have groups pushing this get people out of jail. We don't quote mass incarceration. They want folks out of jail unless it's Rittenhouse and they want them in jail. But everybody else, they want to release from the prison.
There is a big movement. There's also a big movement, in terms of letting people out or moving people from death row to life in prison who have no business being moved from one to the other. There's quite a lot going on that front. Speaking of violent criminals, the judge gave a Prattville sex offender 6 life sentences plus 190 years today. So Gary Wayne George, 57, pleaded guilty to 3 counts of rape in the second degree, 3 counts of sodomy, 5 counts of possession of child pornography, and 1 count of violation of the Sex Offender Notification and Registration Act. Clearly, if he was already supposed to be on the sex offender registration before, it means he had been convicted of this before. And so now it looks like he's in jail for good. But you give him 10 years in jail, and advocates will be asking to let this sleazeball out.
Oh, there are folks right now complaining that our pardons and parole board are not letting enough people out of jail. Now, remember, 3 years ago, they did let somebody out way too early, and he ended up going to Marshall County and the accused killing 3 individuals based on the pardons and parole letting folks out who had no business being out. Pay attention to what's going on with the legislature, because there's going to be a lot of bills coming forth to try to do more of that, take discretion away from the board to allow more of these felons. including violent felons, which is what happened there, out on the street.
Well, this guy was convicted in 1996 of sexual abuse with a victim with a 18-year-old woman. Was registered to be a sex offender, reoffended, and then skipped town to Texas. And he posted bond after 54 counts were made against him and was able to flee to Texas. What is wrong when an individual like this, including child pornography, can post bond and skip town?
Well, this is where these criminal justice advocates want to weaken these laws. And they'll go and tell you, we do not want mass incarceration. We want more folks in the community. We don't want to have prisons. It is a complete way of thinking that does not reflect what Alabama citizens want when it comes to our criminal justice system. We want violent felons in jail. We don't want folks back out on the streets. Look at New York City, where it's gotten so bad. They're having to lock up toothpaste behind a locked container because of the amount of shoplifting going on. This is where we are in Joe Biden's America with this whole effort to defund the police, no bail. That's where we are. And until the public says enough is enough, that's where we're heading in the foreseeable future.
It is disgusting. I believe in the rehabilitation of those who can be rehabilitated. I believe people make mistakes, but in these cases, this is evil. This is pure evil. And the individuals who are willing to exploit our children, our elderly, who are willing to try to run somebody over with a car, they're showing us who they are, and we should believe them and keep them in jail.
Well, it should have been done there. More and more is going to come out about this case, and we've already seen this guy's rap sheet that goes on and on and on. So now we need to look at the judicial system, the judges, the prosecutors who were willing to just a slap in the wrist and let this man back on the street. So there'll be a lot that needs to be focused on how he was out on the street, a violent felon who had literally just run over someone recently and was let out of jail 2 days before this parade.
It boggles the mind. Well, tell our listeners where they can find you online.
They can find me on Alabama Today, where I write a weekly column, and then as well as on social media, Facebook and Twitter.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a wonderful and blessed Thanksgiving with your family, and we will talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Yudi. Y'all have a great Thanksgiving as well. Take care.
Thank you. All right. Before we hit this next break, I want to remind you, you heard from John Williams earlier today. His company, Mortgage Corporation of the South, is able to give mortgages and loans to those who have been turned down or are dealing with the long wait and long process of traditional banking institutions. They have helped so many of our listeners and their friends and family. If you have someone coming over for Thanksgiving from outside of the river region, and they are talking about their finances, they're talking about looking for a house, have them call Mortgage Corporation of the South. They've been serving the folks in Alabama for over 20 years. They can make your next move your best move. They can also help you get some cash cash out of your equity. So if you have an automobile, a piece of land, or even a house, and you owe less on it than it is worth, which frequently if you're a homeowner these days, you do, or maybe you've paid off your vehicle and you'd like a little cash to get some repairs done, or just to have a little Christmas money. You guys know I do not support spending yourself into debt during Christmas, but if you've planned for your finances and you want to start the new year new, do call 567-9000. Ask for the A-team. Take just a moment of your time. There's no automated system. It's not complicated. For some of those home loans, they can get you approved in as little as an hour. Their NMLS ID is 232876. They're an equal housing lender. Good friends and good supporters of this show. Even if John Williams did take time to listen to my show and bust my chops for the way I was saying pecan. So We're gonna continue on with the show. And John Williams, if you're listening, pecan. I have had it reminded to me multiple times in multiple ways today, and I'm ready to start the next hour on a fresh foot talking about pecans. Back in just a few. Up next, we'll have Dale Jackson.
Stay tuned for more local, state, and national news here on Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, Marguerite's pre-Thanksgiving blowout sale is now. We have unbelievable door busters. We have Tahitian floating pearls for $89. We have diamond crosses, gorgeous, $129, $149, even $89. We have custom-made 14-karat initial bracelets, $79. Only as supplies last. Coming quick. Don't miss it. I got studs for $99. Diamond of the Art necklace is $199. This only goes through Black Friday. Every item in the place has a crazy blowout price. Don't miss this sale.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air with a big thank you for our customer support. Please take a moment to be thankful for your blessings this season. We wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Call Dixie and it's done. License number 15033.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 or visit MrHandyman.com for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update fixtures, replace doors, paint cabinets, install tile, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, pressure wash, clean gutters, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call Mr. Handyman at 219-8599.
I am one of thousands of women with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC,
which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body.
I am living in the moment and taking Ibrance, Calpocyclib.
Ibrance 125-milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy.
Be in your moment. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com.
Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855. 877-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Not a bad forecast for this holiday week. Some chilly nights and mornings, but otherwise, no big storm systems. Today, lots of sunshine, rather cool with high temperatures only in the upper 50s. Clear, cold tonight, another freeze, overnight low temperature 32. For Thanksgiving, really storm-free for much of the nation. Sunshine here, high temperature in the lower 60s. On Thanksgiving, a chilly start at 36, but a pretty nice day with a high temperature in the upper 60s. Dry during the day, scattered showers holding off till Thursday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. On this Thanksgiving Day week, Joey posted on Facebook what his Thanksgiving plate looked like, and it was puny. Joey, you're not stacking that plate enough. You're not putting enough things on the plate. I went ahead and chose my options and then put it on the station's Facebook. So if you have a Facebook account, go to the News Talk 93.1 Facebook and tell us what you put on your Thanksgiving plate.
You're underestimating the magnitude of each particular choice.
Oh, okay. Fair point. You did just choose one pie, though. Who chooses just one pie during Thanksgiving? Oh. Dale Jackson on the line. Dale Jackson, how many different pieces of pie do you sample over Thanksgiving?
Zero, because Thanksgiving's garbage. Yeah, Thanksgiving dinner's garbage. Anyone that says otherwise is lying. Going into the hype, this is one thing I wish liberals were able to cancel, because Thanksgiving sucks. The meal sucks. The whole thing sucks.
Are you kidding me? Bah humbug.
Let me put it to you this way. Let me just ask this question. When's the last time you cooked a whole turkey?
Oh, well, I don't cook turkeys in general, but the last time I ate a turkey was last Thanksgiving.
Okay, all right. But Thanksgiving's so great to eat it once a year. When's the last time you had cranberries?
Last Thanksgiving.
Okay, all right. Pumpkin pie, maybe you had some at Halloween, but generally Thanksgiving.
Oh, no. Don't mess with me and my pumpkin pie. I will eat pumpkin pie every day of the year.
It's the worst. It's the worst holiday there is. It is. It truly is the worst holiday.
Oh, my gosh.
Terrible. Come on. The meal's bad. It's a bad meal. Way too much effort, and it's not even good. Give me a break.
Is your wife cooking Thanksgiving? Are you going to Baja Bug your way through Thanksgiving?
We pretty much opted out of Thanksgiving completely. And we were going to go to my mom's house, and she was going to make a lasagna, and we were going to be fine. We were just going to hang out for a little bit, and that was going to be it. And her sister's like, no, we have to do Thanksgiving. So her sister's doing the whole thing. Ugh. And it just sounds terrible because her sister lives in a place like a museum. I'm not looking forward to it at all.
Lives in a place that looks like a museum? Is it one of those houses
She's a single 40-something, no kids. Her house is very nice and pristine and clean and, you know, just uncomfortable. She's got one of those couches that looks nice, but that's not good to sit on. We're going to have about 15 people there. It's going to be very uncomfortable. It's just not going to be fun. That doesn't sound like a fun experience to me.
I don't know if you drink, but if you do, drink copious amounts of something. It'll help.
No, I don't drink around my family either. So, no, I don't do that. It's just a terrible holiday that people pretend they like. It's just awful. Christmas is an A holiday. Halloween, it is an A holiday. 4th of July is an A holiday. St. Patrick's Day is an A holiday. This is an F holiday.
Hold on. Are you a pro or con New Year's holiday person?
Yeah, that's a C holiday. Yeah. That's a rookie holiday.
Oh,
that's
my goodness.
I'll be in bed by 10:30.
So New Year's is a big deal for me because I love the idea of a hard reset on January. So New Year's, I set goals and I do actually check on those goals. I have had the goal of getting my own radio show since you let me take over your mic for 3 hours at a time. And I finally got that this year, which was quite the blessing. I like goals. I'm a goal-oriented person. So New Year's is probably among my favorite holidays.
Well, congratulations. That's a C holiday. Thanksgiving's still an F.
This is so funny. Things you learn. See, this is why I have to keep you on the show. I had no idea there were people out there that did not like Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving dinner sucks. If it was any good, you'd cook it all the time.
Dale is correct. If you notice my plate choices, it was ham and like a lot of mac and cheese and mashed potatoes. Some things I might have when it's not Thanksgiving. No turkey.
Yep. I mean, for turkey, you'll have maybe some deli turkey. That's about it. Right. But no, it's just terrible.
Oh, my goodness. I do have turkey and ham lunch meat on a regular basis. That's my regular lunch. All right. Back to politics. Club for Growth doing the TV ad yesterday, pointing out that Katie Britt supported the gas tax and also worked with Mayor Stephen Reed. A football ad is a football ad for Iron Bowl week, but I think this is a sign of they've hit the the race is off in terms of Club for Growth and outside money coming in. What were your thoughts on the timing of this and the ad itself?
The ad's playing in one market after a football game. And the funny thing is it's being talked about all over the place. So mission accomplished on that one. They are signifying what they're going to do, and they're going to hit the gas tax. They're going to hit the Stephen Reed stuff. And there's a treasure trove of stuff in the Stephen Reed administration because there's the transgender stuff and gender stuff. There's the taxes. There's all these things in Montgomery that they wanted to do that he was thwarted on some of it. But they wanted to do it. They tried to push it once they got going. So they kind of blew up there. I mean, this is just a little taste of what is yet to come. And I think we're going to see a pretty effective campaign here.
Well, there is going to be quite a lot. I did talk to her campaign, and they were like, she wasn't on the campaign. She didn't vote for him. She was a part of the economic development, afterwards getting Mayor Reed connected to businesses and linked in with what the business community was doing. Statewide, I don't know if that's an explanation that will resonate, case.
Yeah, I don't know. We weren't behind all the stuff he did. We just helped him get connected with the people we're connected to because we're super connected as lobbyists and things like this. Now, I don't think that's a good argument. But it's the best you could do by saying we're not involved in any of the social stuff he wanted to do.
It is something else. What do you make of this Speaker Mike Hubbard kind of, I don't know, for lack of a better way to put it, shabacle, where he was telling the court he was sorry and he acknowledged his wrongs and then was behind the scenes going back and trying to find loopholes to get himself out of jail and telling people he was set up?
Now, he was set up. There's that part of it. Matt Hart went after him in a way he wouldn't have gone after other people. That's number one. Number two, if he was not Mike Hubbard and Speaker of the Alabama State House, he would not be in jail still to this day. He would have already been out. Number three, yes, he probably lied and said he was sorry about stuff he wasn't sorry about in order to try to get out of jail. Yep, no doubt about that.
My theory is, this is a lesson that I'm trying to teach my 8-year-old daughter, is when you're in a hole, stop digging. And it feels like every time I turn around, he's digging some more.
It's desperation.
You have to know your prison communications are monitored, and so choose your words carefully.
They're being clever with codes and stuff. I mean, good Lord.
Yeah, not quite the not quite the gang language some have going on. I guess it's because we're lacking that in the State House of Representatives.
The guy was a much better tactician in the State House than he was there in prison, apparently.
That is true. What other scuttlebutt are you hearing in terms of behind the scenes as we get into the holidays with these races? Do you believe the rumors that Blanchard ends up with a Trump endorsement? Because I still find it a tough pill to swallow.
No, I don't believe that. That sounds like something Blanchard's still trying to will into existence. I mean, can we really believe that Trump is sitting down in Mar-a-Lago going, I'm going to get KIV? Ha, 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 ha. I know he's petty, but is he that petty?
I don't know that there are bounds to the level of petty, but I don't, and maybe it's just I'm not seeing it. It was something I want to research. I'm clearly not going to spend my Thanksgiving holidays researching this, but how many times did Ivy kind of side with him? I feel like Steve Marshall has done a lot, like signing on to things, but I don't remember Ivy being an outspoken Trump administration supporter.
Well, I mean, she was just a general, generic Republican governor who never leaves the governor's mansion and lets Joe Bonner run the place. I think that the whole situation is all predicated on that July 3rd thing at the Alabama battleship. And the USS Alabama, I just don't think that is something that Donald Trump needs to get involved in at all. I think he's just going to stay out and watch, or not even care. Probably more likely not even care about what's going on in that governor's race. He's not a close personal friend of Linda Blanchard. She never did anything for him except raise money for him. She was appointed somewhere, and she's one of those guys are one of those people that walks into the room and they lean to the main guy and go, "That's Linda Blanchard. She's the ambassador to Sarasota, Florida." And then he says, "Ah, Ambassador Blanchard, you're the best at what you do down there. I really appreciate it. You've done a great job. I hear great things about it next." So I don't think he knows enough about her to care.
I think that's a fair point. That's not going to stop. That's not going to stop the efforts. I really wish a lot more time had been spent on proving that she would be a good representative than proving that she is a good candidate, which are two distinctly different things.
Yeah, I don't think she's a very good candidate. I mean, she said she had $5 million. Where's that? Haven't seen it even get spent. She came up to me at an event in Birmingham and was like, "Hey," and I was like, "Hey," and she was like, "Do you know who I am?" And I'm like, "Not a clue." You know, I'm very bad with people, noticing people and stuff. And, you know, they were not happy with me. And her husband kept repeatedly telling me that you'll see. And I'm like, "Okay, sorry." You know, so I don't buy it.
All right. We're going to hit a quick break here. When we come back, I've got a couple more questions before I send you off to begrudge your Thanksgiving meal somewhere. I'm still shocked by this. You're the first person I've spoken to in a long time, if at all, who hates Thanksgiving. This is thoroughly entertaining.
Thanksgiving sucks.
All right. Dale Jackson on the line. We will be right back after this quick break.
Stay tuned for more local, state, and national news here on Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Looking for luxury and performance at an affordable price? Getting your next car should be as easy as possible. Here's Jim McCain.
There's no need to compromise when you visit the new Infiniti of Montgomery, the new home of affordable luxury.
That's right. The new Infiniti of Montgomery is open for business and ready to exceed your expectations.
Right now, you can lease a 2021 Infiniti Q50 Lux for just $447 a month for 42 months with $39.99 due at signing.
Or lease a 2022 QX80 Lux with third row seating for just $913 a month for 42 months with only $39.99 due at signing.
If you're considering a Nissan, Honda, Audi, Lexus, or even a BMW, you owe it to yourself to look at the new Infiniti models.
Visit the home of affordable luxury, Infiniti Montgomery, at 4000 Eastern Bypass and online at InfinityMontgomery.com.
QQP VIN MM707693, QX80 VIN N974053. Leases are 10,000 miles per year, $499 dealer dock fee plus tax, title, license, and no security deposit required on approved credit. Offers at 11/30/21.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Well, good afternoon. You are listening to April Marie Fogle here. Dale Jackson on the line with a wild take on how awful Thanksgiving is. I just cannot get on board with this. I've got two questions for you, and I'll let you answer them in your own ways. One is, whatever happened to Bongino and his threat to quit Cumulus?
No comment.
Okay. And two is how, what is going on in the mind of all of the liberal, and I don't even know if liberals are right, progressive, crazy people who are defending those that Kyle Rittenhouse shot. Most recently, Reese Witherspoon mourning a pedophile.
It basically just goes to show you that they don't know what they're talking about, that they have completely ignored the actual case, and they had their opinion set from the very beginning. They bought into the whole he's a white supremacist, that he's an active shooter, all these other things. I sent that article written by the New York Post that showed the 10 things that everyone's getting wrong about this case. I sent that to somebody who was pretty adamantly like, "Oh, he got away with it." And they're like, "Oh my God, I didn't realize any of this." I'm like, "Yeah, because you're not paying attention. You're just talking out of your backside."
Yeah, there is a lot of that happening. We mourn the family, and it's like the idea that these were amazing Black Lives Matter protesters there for equality, and really that's not really what it looks like.
One strangled a girl, the other raped a bunch of little boys, and the third was just a random criminal. So, well, shouldn't have gotten away with some bullets, I guess.
Well, it, you know, it, and one of them brought a skateboard to a gunfight, and that just seems like a terrible idea.
Yeah, the swarming mob thing that that liberals do at protest usually works better because the person there isn't armed. In this particular case, it worked very poorly for them.
Yeah, it is. It is absolutely wild. Wild. That's all I'm going to go for that. Mike,
they would have killed. They would have killed. They would have killed Kyle Rittenhouse had they had the opportunity.
Oh yes, they would.
We never would have heard his name.
Agreed. Agreed. Mike Durant. Still out there with radio ads, turned up at the Women Republican meeting in Fairhope. I haven't seen too much of him on the campaign trail yet. What are you seeing there in Huntsville?
He's got an amazing story. He's got almost no name recognition, but those ads are pretty good. You know, look, I had someone call one of my radio shows and say, who's this Mike Durante guy, this Black Hawk Down guy? I'm voting for him. What race is he running in? So that tells you everything you need to know about that.
Interesting. That is very interesting. All right. Well, I appreciate you calling in today. Tell our listeners where they can find you online, find your news show, find your seven things, and your Quippy Twitter account.
All right. At D. Dale Jackson on Facebook and Twitter, anywhere on yellowhammernews.com. And you can also find me, just Google me, Dale Jackson. I'm around.
You're around. You're everywhere. You're everywhere.
Yes, sir.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you for calling in, even with your hot take on Thanksgiving. We will debate this another time.
All right. Thanks for your talks. Bye.
Bye. All right. That was Dale Jackson. Started the show talking a little, or started that segment talking a little bit about the Katie Britt ad that was released, or I say Katie Britt, the ad against Katie Britt that was released. I thought it was running TV and radio. It's just running TV after the Iron Bowl, but we've got it here. We're going to play the audio of it and talk a little bit more about it.
Wouldn't it be nice if politics had clear lines like football? Look at Katie Britt. Whose side is she on? Britt worked for Democrat Mayor Steve Reed's transition team when he took over in Montgomery that pushed a ton of liberal policies, including massive tax increases. And Britt backed a $300 million 10-cent a gallon gas tax hike. Katie Britt. If you're a Trump conservative, she's not on your team. Club for Growth Action is responsible for the content of this advertising.
All right. So the big hit and big surprise there, because I hadn't heard that accusation before, is that she was on Mayor Reed's transition team. Her team is quick to point out that it wasn't that she was a Mayor Reed supporter. What she was interested in making sure that Mayor Reed's administration was paying attention to the jobs that the city of Montgomery and the Montgomery region needed. This is not a partisan political post by any stretch of the imagination, but this was purely for the economy in the Montgomery region. And I really haven't seen too much about that, but I am I'm wondering if this messaging does resonate with any of our listeners. 272-9228 if you want to call and discuss this or any of the things we're talking about. Maybe you are a pro or anti Thanksgiving person. We'll get to that too. Biloxi Gambler on the line. Hey, Biloxi Gambler.
Hey, one of the proudest things I did before, you know, my family died off was I did get them converted from turkey to chicken, because it took years. It was a struggle. And I would say, you know, we hate turkey. We love chicken. Why don't we do chicken? I don't mind dressing once a year. That's good. It's just a lot of trouble. But no, I don't do anything for actually Thanksgiving. I'm riding a tractor. I live on a large property. I got some pastures I need to bush hog. So that's what I'm going to do. And then I'm going to have some leftover smothered burritos, the way my menu plan is worked out.
Seriously?
What's that?
Burritos for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, well, I was going to do lasagna, but I'm going to have leftover burritos because today's Tuesday. If I cook, see, I live by myself. So on Tuesday, so I'm going to have burritos Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And on Saturday, I'm going to make the lasagna. But yeah, lasagna, I do a 2-meat, 5-cheese lasagna that's wonderful. And but no, I don't do any of that. I don't mind the stuffed celery, but I'll do that just any time during the year. It don't, you know, the cream cheese and all that kind of stuff. Oh, and,
hold on. Back up. Stuffed celery?
Yeah.
What do you stuff it with?
Look, you're a Yankee. You can't help it.
You stop it. I was raised in Florida.
Florida's not a southern state except for the panhandle. Nobody in Mexico Beach to Destin and down there, they all know how to say pecan. Pecan when you live in Birmingham, that's no longer a southern city. Birmingham North, once you get north of Clinton, okay, when you get up around Huntsville, Madison County, Shelby, all that stuff up there is already gone. That is all.
He's not bad.
It is true. It is true.
Lord have mercy.
Where did Doug Jones get any support? Around your neighborhood?
Birmingham. My one little neighborhood, by the way, is the one conservative little carve out in a Democrat district, and it makes me so mad.
Well, I'm glad to hear about your dad, and I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
And
I guess y'all do a live show tomorrow, and then y'all take off. That's good. And then that way I don't have to worry about missing any of the show, and I can get my bush hogging done. But anyway, a lot of people don't like Thanksgiving. Hey, Joey said something about standing rib roast. Now, that is another good idea for Thanksgiving.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Standing rib roast, ham, lasagna, pizza, that kind of... Oh, let me tell you this. Okay, I used to run pizza places, right? I had like 9 of them. And do you know the busiest day? I would make all employees, I'd say, look, man, got to work the day after Thanksgiving. Nobody is going to want pizza the Friday after Thanksgiving. I said, buddy, that is our biggest day of the year.
That's wild. Are we going to hit our break here, Joey, or do we got a second?
It's going to be a short call if you take one.
All right, we're gonna hit a break here in a minute. Before I go to that quick break, so my plan is traditional turkey Thanksgiving dinner, but I also got a ham Thanksgiving leftovers on Friday afternoon. Then we'll do Thanksgiving leftovers and add a ham to it on Friday, and then we'll have ham leftovers on Saturday. And into Sunday, whatever is left. So that is the family plan for Thanksgiving because I am all about Thanksgiving. My one dish I actually cook myself is the sweet potato casserole, but I actually make candied yams, and there is an ongoing discussion on whether or not marshmallows belong on sweet potatoes. And if you are curious, the only way is lots and lots of butter, brown sugar, and marshmallows. That's the way you make a sweet potato casserole. There's nothing healthy about it. And then if your turkey gets too dry, which, by the way, don't do that, but if it for one reason or another is after a day or two, then you start eating it with the yams, and that's how you rescue that. I'm going to take a break now. Joey's shaking his head at me.
About yams. I'm enjoying it.
My final meal in life, if I had to choose my final meal or my favorite meal, it would be steak, sweet potatoes, corn on the cob, mashed potatoes that's lumpy, and gravy. We all know this, every dessert and pie known to man. All right. We're going to take a quick break. If you're on the line, which a bunch of you are, 272-9228, we're going to continue this conversation on the flip side of this.